you're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Your host, Jeff Fish, is a Christian social media influencer, the author of 30 Days of Patience, and a passionate teacher of God's Word. After years of feeling spiritually asleep, Jeff experienced a powerful awakening that transformed his faith and revealed his calling to share the gospel and equip others to walk fully in God's light. This week, Jeff launches a powerful 4-week journey into one of the most important and most misunderstood truths in the Bible, the Trinity. Today, he begins by answering a foundational question: what is the Trinity and why does it matter? Our key verse for today comes from Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, which says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another week of Awaken to Deliver. I can almost hear some of you asking right now, "The Trinity? Jeff, why are we just now getting to this? Shouldn't this have been one of the first things that we covered?" And I get that, because the Trinity is foundational. But here's why we waited until this week to do the Trinity. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 through 14, that you start with milk before you move on to solid food. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, that he couldn't give the Corinthian church solid food because they were still infants in Christ. And this topic, understanding the nature of God himself, this is meat. It's deep. It's rich. It's glorious. But it's not simple. If we had rushed into this on the first week, before we had built a biblical foundation together, we'd have been trying to build a skyscraper on sand. That's why the Lord walked us step by step through the building blocks of faith. Things like repentance, crucifying the flesh and walking by the Spirit, understanding the glory of God, forgiveness, grace, mercy, the blessings of God, the fruit of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, and the fivefold ministry. Every single one of those weeks was the Spirit preparing us for seeing and knowing God as he truly is. One God in essence, three in person. So let's dig in. When we say Trinity, we're not introducing some man-made philosophical term to complicate the Bible. Yes, the word Trinity itself is not in Scripture, but the reality of the Trinity is everywhere in Scripture. It's woven from Genesis to Revelation. The Trinity means this: the one true God eternally exists as three distinct persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, each fully and equally God, sharing the same divine essence, yet distinct in personhood and role. That means that there are not three gods. That's tritheism. There is not one person pretending to be three different people. That's modalism. There is not one God divided into parts, where each person is one third of God. That's partialism. We're talking about one God, three persons, each person fully God, each eternal, and each distinct. Now, if that is hard to wrap around your head, good. We are talking about the nature of the infinite God. If you could reduce him to something that you could fully explain, you'd have made him small enough to fit in your own little box. The Old Testament affirms God's oneness over and over again. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 says, "Hear, Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one." That's called the Shema, the daily confession of faith for Israel. God is one, there is no other. And yet, right there in the opening pages of the Bible, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, God says, "Let us make mankind in our image, according to our likeness." That's not God talking to angels, because angels are not made in the image of God. That's God speaking within the fellowship of the Godhead. Now, fast forward to the New Testament, and Jesus himself gives us the clearest expression of the Trinity in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. He says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." Notice, name is singular, not names, one name. But then he lists three distinct persons. And then there's 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14, where Paul closes his letter by blessing the church with the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Grace from Jesus, love from the Father, fellowship from the Spirit. One God, three persons. Now, why does this matter so much? Because without the Trinity, the gospel falls apart. Think about it. If God were only one person, there would be no Father to send the Son. There'd be no Son to take on flesh and die for our sins, and no Spirit to apply salvation to our hearts. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14 shows us the whole plan. The Father chose us before the foundation of the world. The Son redeemed us through his blood, and the Spirit sealed us for the day of redemption. In 1 John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, it's the Father sending the Son into the world. And in Titus chapter 3, verses 4 through 6, it's the Spirit renewing us through the work of Christ, according to the Father's mercy. And every prayer that you pray is Trinitarian. You pray to the Father, through the Son, in the power of the Spirit. Every time you worship, every time you open the Word, you are experiencing the unity and distinct work of the Godhead. And that's the next part that we need to see. The Trinity is perfectly united. The Father, the Son, and the Spirit are not three independent gods with their own agendas. They are one in nature, one in will, and one in glory. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 5 says, "I am the Lord, and there is no one else. There is no God except me." In John chapter 10, verse 30, Jesus says, "I and the Father are one." He's not saying he is the Father. He's saying they share the same divine essence. And in John chapter 17, verse 21, Jesus prays that his followers may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you. The unity of the Trinity is the model for the unity of the church. Diverse in members, yet one in purpose, love, and truth. And at the same time, the Father is not the Son. The Son is not the Spirit, and the Spirit is not the Father. Each person is distinct. Look at Luke chapter 3, verses 21 through 22, at the baptism of Jesus. The Son is being baptized. The Spirit descends on him in bodily form like a dove, and the Father's voice comes from heaven saying, "You are my beloved Son. In you I am well pleased." In John chapter 14, verses 16 through 17, Jesus says he will ask the Father to send another helper, the Spirit of truth, who will be with them forever. And Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14 says that Christ, through the eternal Spirit, offered himself without blemish to God. Three distinct persons working in perfect unity. Now here's where we need to humble ourselves. The Trinity will never be something that we can fully comprehend, and that's okay. Romans chapter 11, verses 33 through 36 says, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and unfathomable his ways." Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 through 9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." We are not called to explain God exhaustively. We are called to know him truly. The Trinity is not a puzzle to solve. It's a reality to worship. Now, as we begin this series this week, I want to challenge you to engage with the Trinity in your prayer life. Pray intentionally to the Father, through the Son, and by the Spirit. Thank the Father for his plan. Thank the Son for his sacrifice. And thank the Spirit for his presence. Let this truth draw you deeper into the reality of the God who is one in essence and three in person. Now, tomorrow, we are going to focus entirely on the unity of God, why Scripture insists there is only one true God, and how that truth stands unshaken in a world full of false gods and idols. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awakened Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.